Hi, everybody. This is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship again to have another wonderful program. And today is Wednesday, the 17th of March, 2010. So normally we start off with sample clearings. So we'll do an emotional clearing for everybody here. And we'll do a little switch here. We'll do the emotions in case you have an emotional body in you of one of your grandparents. We did this on the last show too, I think. So we'll just see if one of these distant grandparents are in you. So you're going to find out real quick. So I want you to pick which one it might be. And you can even pick maybe a date time if you wish. You know, it could be the, you know, great, 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 great or something. It makes no difference. Just specify what you'd like to have released out of you. And we'll first work with the mother side. So these are the female grandmothers, okay? Remember, these entities do body hop from generation to generation. And this is probably why we have such hatred now on this planet. We probably always had it here, but you often wonder why people somehow hate a certain race. And you don't know why. It's probably because that emotional body, maybe somebody who died, say, 500 years ago, hates a certain race, a religious group, or something. And now they're in a body right now, and they still hate them, and so you're having and expressing their thoughts, their energies through you. And this is probably why, you know, the world is the way it is today with what's going on. So here we go. We'll do the females here. It's good food for thought for everybody. Wondering why somebody just somehow hates somebody else for no reason whatsoever. So, or races or groups of people or something. So here we go. Female energies. This is in your grandparent line here. You're a choice. So here we go. One. Two, I'll count to ten, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And now we'll do the males, the grandparents here, male side. Whatever you choose to select, date-wise, we'll say, or how far back you want to go, what generation, that's up to you. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, 9 and 10. Okay. Very interesting. I'm getting a headache. Jeez. I don't get headaches. I never get headaches. So, Sylvia, you out there in cyberspace? I'm going to need some water to drink here. Hello, Sylvia.
Yeah, I'm here. Okay.
Hey, wow. On the right side. Very interesting. It's going away now, but I just don't get headaches. To me, it's like, you know, I think I might take... Well, I don't know. I'd say I could honestly say I probably have had 10 aspirins, maybe in the last 40 years. So that's about it. So back to you, Sylvia.
Yeah. So that was the female side of the grandparents. I believe so. That was very interesting. My head's a little pressure too. So it'll be interesting to see when Ron comes back and we finish that. I guess for right now, if you're just tuning in and you're setting up, if you would go ahead and bring up the picture of the light being on your screen, that would be great. If you go to the Creation Lightship page and scroll down a bit, you'll see a picture of a light being that was drawn by an artist who was on the lightship for healing, and the divine energies will actually come through that picture, and you can request your healings from your heart center, and Ron will activate that and bring those energies in just a little bit. And then if you'd like to comment or ask questions, you can click on the BBS Fast Chat link, and that will bring up a window so you can ask your questions and requests, and that's great. And Ron, are you ready to roll again?
Yeah, let's rock and roll. So let's bring up the light beam on your monitor screen, about an inch down on your scroll bar. And here we go. We'll bring in, I don't know, I don't want to bring in the females, so we'll bring those in still here. The females are the ones that tell the doctors, the males, what to do. So here we go. So you women probably are chuckling with that one. So here we go. Here's the females. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So life beam's activated. So let's, oh boy. What can we do, Sylvia? You have any ideas tonight?
All right. So was that then with the emotional body clearing, that was for the female grandparents' energy that was cleared?
Yeah, we did female and male, but I think that the female kind of is the one that started the headache.
Yeah.
You know, that's where I kind of felt the energy come in, and it's about 90% released now from me, so it feels good. That's very strange. So let's see here. Let's do a pain clearing.
That's good.
A headache pain clearing. Here we go. So, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you can watch the life beam change if you wish. And we'll bring in the males right now. They're a little stronger with their energies, typically. Some people just say they're more intense. So here they come. So, again, I'll use the word stronger now to increase their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So that should help us out here. We have some new entries on the website, or they will be new shortly here. We'll be having the planetary clearing on there. Spirit barcode will be on there. Ascension barcodes. That might kind of wonder why we have an ascension barcode. Well, these are the people who are thinking, believing that maybe 2012 is the end of times here. And remember, the dark side is playing on all the information because it isn't time. So people may want to or think they're tapped up or connected to that ascension time. And, you know, it could be, you know, an ascension time for the dark side. So you can go on there and get yourself cleared off of the dark side ascension, if you wish. We'll have a matrix barcode on to get rid of the matrix barcode off of people. And we'll be putting up online the mother-father clearing for, you know, energetic transmissions, cordings, just situations where maybe your parents' thoughts might control you if they're still living or not, and also one for siblings. So those will be coming up shortly here. And by all means, you know, go to the Be Here Now clearing. And I think we changed it to being here in the now, but you could probably check somebody out there. It's on the very top underneath the emergency healing. So that one is a nice one to go into because it brings your spirit back to this planet, brings your body back to this planet, and then we do a integration of your spirit into your body so that you're, you know, no longer kind of flying around out there. So let's do another clearing here. Let's do a clearing for parallel lifetimes. So remember, we have on-planet and off-planet. This you could call maybe dark side energies here, dark side planets, connections to them. So we'll first do on-planet. So on-planet means that it looks like our planet. We're still off in a dark universe, but we're on a planet that looks like ours here, a clone planet. And you're naturally, living inside of a clone body. There is one more step to that. We could be actually also in our body. So let's do two of these here. So everybody hang on. We're going to rock and roll on this one here. So this will be a parallel clearing on a cloned planet. I got to write this down here. Cloned planet with a cloned body that looks identical to yours and all of your friends. And all your surroundings look identical. Remember, the dark side, in a sense, could take a picture, of where you are and refabricate that. They can take the complete blueprint of what you're seeing with your eyes and remanifest it, okay? So here we go. I'm going to release this from you and just see how your body feels. Remember, this is all that you have to understand this, really, is your feeling, your senses of your body. You might be able to intuitively sense something else, but, you know, by all means, you know, check your body out because you will probably feel some relief. So here we go. I'll count to 10 as you get pulled out of some of these cloned planets, cloned bodies. This is your spirit coming back to you. And before it comes into you, the light ship heals it. So don't worry about bringing back energies from these here. Remember, you don't want to be slimed so that they clear you out instantly. So here we go. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, you might want to just do a body check. You might have a little more consciousness right now. You might feel a great relief because you're no longer where you should not be. So now we're going to do it with the same process, fabricated clone planets. And this is where your physical body is with your spirit. This is a abduction, okay? Remember, the darkness controls time. So you can be there and here at the same basic sequence here of time or being bounced back and forth, you know, billions of times a second. And here we go. Same type of clearing. And this is for your body to get returned back to this planet with your spirit in it. So here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. That one I'll do again. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, Sylvia, I'll turn it back over to you.
All right, so let's see. We had a question from Mike about, I think, the first clearing that you were doing when you were doing the emotional body clearing, but clearing the grandparents' energy. And the question was, where is this on the website again to do this? I hope I'm getting the question right there. But is that just the regular emotional body clearing, or is that something else?
Boy, that one I have not put up yet. I'm just doing this just on these shows here. I guess they could put it up. I'll have to jot down some notes here about having it put up on the website to clear, you know, the past. We are doing some, you know, seven generational clearings with different sequences of that in blocks of seven generations, and that could be on there also. So anyway, I'll look into that if it's not there. It'll be a while, but maybe within the next couple of weeks, possibly. But we'll just see what happens. If you don't see it up within a week or two, please give me an email or something and let me know about it. And kind of describe it again to me of what you want to have up. So I've just been playing with that just on these shows here just to show you what it's like. Because most people who are maybe newcomers don't realize that the past, all different types of things are actually living in you and haunting you. We'll say, and once you finally understand this, you wonder why and how, you know, your life is not the greatest, okay, or why everybody around you is having difficulties because of what they're doing to us here. So this is all interference of non-love energy. So this is what it is. That's why I call it alien energies here. So what should we do next, Sylvia? Any other comments you want to discuss here or bring forth or any other type of healings?
Well, we have a couple of questions, but before then, I was wondering, can we bring in maybe some life force energy or something like that through the light being?
Sure, that sounds good. So here we go. Here comes the life force energy. So stronger. In fact, let's do one better than that. Everybody scroll down on the page. About halfway down, you're going to see the light ship insignia. And it's, you know, the blue background there. It's very easy to find. It just pops off the page. So this is the light ship insignia. I'll do a fast chat. So we have a caller. We'll get the caller probably in about 5 minutes. So if you could please be patient, that'd be great. So we're going to bring in the 12 source energies through the Lightship insignia. So number one will come in. Here we go. So I'll count to five. You can feel the different energies. They're really all the same to me, but you might feel a slightly different flavor, we'll say, of the energy. So here we go. So number one's coming in. One, two, three, four, and five. Number two energy. One, these are the source energies. One, two, three, four, and five. Number three source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number four source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number five source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number six source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number seven source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number eight source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number nine source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number 10 source energy. One, two, three, four, and five. Number 11. One, two, three, four, and five. And number 12. One, two, three, four, and five. Now that feels good. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, great. Let's see, we have a question from Heal on the fast chat. Says, Earth is a male spirit in the same as Jesus was the son of a male divine force?
Let's see. How do I answer that one here? Okay, the Earth spirit that chose to be a male energy, okay? Why we call it Mother Earth, I think that's probably maybe because it's nurturing, so we think mothers as being nurturing, okay? And it could also be, you know, the reason why the darkness doesn't want to us to connect to that spirit because they changed what it is, okay? It's the same thing that, like I talk about with Jesus, you know? You have, you know, when was he born? You know, we know when he was basically born, but when did he die, okay? Well, you look at the timeline. Remember, we're controlled by a timeline, so he doesn't really fit in there. He's out of time. You have, you know, 0 AD after death, and then you have 0 BC. Well, what happened to when he lived, you know, and everybody else on this planet? They omitted that. So for some of you, you might go, wow, that's true, you know. You know, he had to have a life. You know, he was here, but everything is after death and everything is before. So something to ponder there, everybody. So as far as Jesus being in a male body, why that would be, I really don't know why they picked a male at that time. I would probably guess that because of the way the force of, say, will was back then, and the way their receptivity would be, he'd have to be in a male body to actually come forth to do his work. So that's kind of what I would think of at that time. So back to you, Sylvia.
Okay, well, I believe we had a caller a little bit ago. Is the caller still on?
Boy.
Yes, hi. I'm sorry I keep calling in, but I can't go on the computer and do the fast chat, so I'm calling in again. I wanted to ask Ron about the deceased loved one's emotional spirit. When we actually do that, and I remember you saying that it will help the, it goes back to the earth spirit.
Yes.
So that if all of us were to do this for all our deceased relatives, that would be assisting in a way. I know we're not supposed to assist the earth. We're not supposed to do anything. The earth will is fighting off the darkness, and obviously this is part of the process. If we assist our deceased loved ones from out of the light of the darkness, this is assisting in a way. It's helping this earth spirit recycle back the light back into its spirit, correct?
That is correct, yes.
Great. So then the seven generation emotional bodies would probably take care of the ancestors of the last seven generations.
As yes, well. That is correct. Uh-huh.
Okay. That's all I wanted to ask.
Yep.
Thank
so
you.
The reason why we have the seven generational clearings, and we'll be going back into the 42nd generation, if you want to go back that far, there are people who have an illness and maybe clearing out, like, we'll just say your emotion this lifetime isn't, you know, maybe enough. So then you go back seven generations, and that typically, I would think for most people, probably 95% of the people would probably be all that's really needed. But you can go back further. You can do the first seven generations, do one after that, seven more generations. So that would be 8 through 15. And each one of those after that, the cost would be $50 for each seven generational segment. And you can go all the way back to 42 generations if you wish.
Well, my son is part of my generation, so I was going to ask how that worked. I think I should have my son cleared first, because then it would go back to all the ones that are still alive, and then even further. I don't know how that would work for the deceased ones.
It'll work with the stuff inside of him, yes. So if anybody is living, it will clear their body out of that. If somebody is deceased, then it's not going to be working with that body because the body is no longer here. So we're talking about body clearings, okay?
But if I'm doing the emotional body, for an emotional clearing for him.
Yeah, if you're doing the emotional body, that body hopping, then that'll be different. If you're just doing your emotional tendencies, then that would be a different type of clearing.
Okay.
So you are right.
I'm still a little confused because I've done my emotional, but I've not done my son's emotional, and then his father's still alive. So if my son were to do first do his emotional, then go back seven generations.
Yes.
It would affect me because I already did my emotional.
Yes.
But his father's still alive.
Yes, and your son by your son doing it or you doing it for your son, it will also affect you because you'll be the next generation. So you'd be the second generation. And then your parents would be the third generation back, you see. So it's sometimes good if you do have children to do them, and then you're also included. The clearing.
People that are deceased, then I would have to go back and do the deceased one for the deceased generations that are not part of that seven generation, correct?
Yeah, it would not go back as far from your standpoint, but from your son's standpoint, it would go back seven generations. For you, it would go back six generations.
Yeah, but the people that are deceased, it doesn't work on them. You said that I would have to do a separate deceased emotional body clearing for them each.
Yeah, you remember this is for the body. So the body, if they're no longer living, it won't affect the body. But if it is an entity, a seven generational, say, entity clearing of these emotional bodies, then, yeah, it would do that.
Okay, so yeah, they're seven generation emotional as well as seven generation entities. So that's all somehow connected, isn't that?
In a sense, yes, but the entities might have other type of bodies on them, too, besides the emotional one.
Wow.
Okay, so
this is getting really complicated.
Yeah, it gets very complicated quickly. We're very the dark side made us very complex, so we can't have healing, because you don't know which one to get next, and that's why we bring all these clearings out, because they messed it up so bad here. Remember, we should not have any DNA in our bodies, number one, okay? So if we had no DNA, we have no cellular memory, and our body would be perfect. So all of our stuff is from our DNA, and it gets recycled and gets worse each time somebody's born. And
they weren't kidding when they say tangled web. We're in a tangled web, definitely.
Yeah.
From the light of the dark.
Yep.
Thank you.
Yeah, so that's kind of the sadness here. Like I said, initially I only had a few clearings to do. I said an emotional, a mental, a past life, which is sensory, emotional clearing. So that's a sensory clearing. And that one I still do in person with people because I like to tell you when you incarnated here. Otherwise, you would not have it. I could probably put it on the website if you really don't care when you came in, but, we could do it that way, too. Maybe I could tell you when you incarnated. But that one I normally do in person. And then I do the 4-in-1. And that's all that we thought was needed down here. And that was when I first started doing clearing. So what you see now, what we're talking about, has come forth in the last probably 2 years because people needed to have more clearings, and people asked for more clearings. And they said, gee, Ron, we need to get this here cleared. You know, what about this? Like, oh, no, not another one.
Ron, I think you, well, like for me, I definitely was so involved in the New Age stuff, and I wasn't that involved with the religion, only that I was seeking spirituality, but I did go through different religions, so that's probably why you got a lot of those people that were in that, those kind of people. Not that this, probably typical people don't have as many, need that many clearings. They probably do need the self-empowerment clearings that you originally started with, as long as they didn't delve into the New Age or was searching for religion and spirituality through religions and the old mystery schools and all that nonsense. So, I mean, that's probably why you had people with all of that. The latest people got really involved in the New Age coming because of the Ascension coming up. So I assume that's why those are the people that you first attracted. Okay, thanks. I'll let you go.
Okay, so I hope that kind of cleared it up for everybody, the differences there. So I may have to actually add another clearing, unfortunately, for we have entities down there, so we may just do a seven-generational entity clearing. And that could be, remember, you can get entities. Also, maybe your emotional body that you like, I mean, that it likes you, you know, maybe it's Uncle Fred. Well, maybe Uncle Fred has 20 fishing buddies, you know, and they're following him around, too, and they're teaching you how to go fishing. So remember, they can bring in other friends and entities, you know, et cetera. You know, it gets to be kind of mind-boggling. But the whole thing is, once you have a clearing and you get this stuff out of you, then you start feeling better. And this is the whole process. You know, how much better do you want to feel? You know, like I say, you know, when people come to me for a clearing or a healing, we'll say, and maybe they have a physical problem, like the show that we did on 8. I want to write this down, everybody. This is a very good show to listen to, 82809. And this is about an hour and a half show. It was on, I believe, a Friday night. And it talks about why people don't heal, in a sense. And we just kept doing more and more clearings to get down to the root cause of what the problem was with the dog bite. So that's a really nice show to listen to kind of get your feet wet. Because most of us, you know, don't understand, you know, something happens to you and you go, wow, you know, why isn't this thing healing instantly? Well, it really should. But the reason is why you don't heal is because there's so much going on. But the first thing is, what I tell people is, you know, you have something wrong with you, get rid of the entities because they're taking away your life force. So number one on your list should be entities. Get those out of you, okay? And then you can become more into your body. Also, when you get them out, so you want to get rid of the entities that are taking away your life force, your spiritual horsepower, get those out, do an entity clearing. Then bring in your spirit more into your body, and then from there start working on, you know, other things, but the entities are the big one. So, back to you, Sylvia.
I just heard another beep. I don't know if that was another caller coming on. Do we have another caller?
Anyone? Oh, yeah, hi, but I'll wait for the other.
Oh, no, go ahead. I think Pauline was done. Thank you for calling in, Pauline, and go ahead.
Oh, okay. Hi, it's Alexander.
Hi, Alexander.
Hey, I just had a question about the Ascension barcode, the new clearing.
Yeah.
I was wondering why you have the unlimited and then the normal one, but why would we need the unlimited?
Okay. Yeah, that one just got put up, okay? I think it got put up maybe yesterday. So what that's for, okay, you go on that one because you might have energetic ties to the information about something's going to happen in the year 2012. And we have a lot of movies out now. So there is mind control being transmitted to you through the movies. Okay, you understand that, don't you, Alexander?
Yeah, I did used to believe in that stuff, but not anymore, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so somehow they're attaching to you through what you're physically seeing or hearing, okay? So let's just say you had the clearing today and it was over with, and all of a sudden another movie comes out that you're drawn to see maybe in 6 months or something, or you hear about something going on about 2012. Maybe you're a, uh, 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 you know, a... Uh, a searcher for aliens and spaceships, et cetera, and they said they're going to have some kind of alien spaceship show up, you know, in Montana, you know, or something. And so you're now tuned into that because you're kind of getting your interest peaked here. And it's going to happen, you know, in 2012, you know, on December, 21st, I think it is. So all of a sudden, you're drawn into that, but you don't realize that just by hearing the information now hooks you back in again, okay? And that's why we have the unlimited on it. So you can always stay current. Because you don't know what's happening to you. You don't want to go sideways on this one, believe me. And you know, the buzzword on this here, you know, most people talk about 2012. You know, there's panels about 2012. You know, I even get on 2012 panels. I have a different viewpoint to all the other panel members, but which is kind of interesting as I watch them kind of frown at me and stuff. But other than that, it's perfectly fine, but they don't know what's going on. They just read books and regurgitate information normally, or maybe they get channeled information about what's happening, but, you know, where's that coming from? But anyway.
Okay, so if you hear new information about it, you might get sucked back in.
Yeah. That's the reason why it's unlimited. Yes. Uh-huh. Just in case you happen to get sucked back in again, and you can ask your spirit, you know, am I being affected? You know, because you don't know how much you're programmed. If I asked every listener right now, what's going to happen in 2012, you probably all have heard about it, okay? And you think something's going to happen. You know, you don't know what it's going to be, but you are connected to the 2012 energy. And you might even go on, possibly, and do a clearing on the natal energies here with your name in 2012 and that date. That might, because you may be tied into that date just by, you know, referencing it and knowing about it. So just kind of food for thought.
Yeah. So I know sometimes you talk about manifesting with your heart, but I was wondering what exactly that is, and if there's any techniques you can use to do that, because I know when people manifest with their minds, they, you know, use affirmations and all this type of stuff. But how do we actually manifest with our heart?
Same exact way. You just drop into your heart. If the darkness copied the light. Same exact process. Except when you manifest with your heart, then you're not going to be controlling anybody. There's no force of will there.
Non-polar.
Non-polar. Yeah, that's good. Uh-huh. No force of will.
Okay. So, I was just one more question. I was wondering if we don't have a computer, because I don't have a computer in front of me right now. Do we still get the energies when you bring the light things in?
Oh yes, you will. Uh huh.
Oh, okay. All right. And I was just wondering maybe if we could do one of those Chiraka. I don't know how to say
chakra?
It, but one of those corrections again, because I really felt that last time.
Okay, so what we'll do is do a chakra opening here. So we'll go to your heart chakra, reposition that in your body. Remember, these all move around, these energies, and they move out of the proper orientation with you because of psychic attack energy. So here we go. There we go. Heart chakra feels good now. Throat chakra. There we go. Third eye. Okay, going now below the heart. Power chakra. Good. Second chakra. And first chakra. We'll do an opening now for everybody. So we'll go body width so that your body can have more energy. So here we go. Heart chakra. Spin, 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 open. Throat chakra, spin, 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 open. Third eye, spin, 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 open. Below the heart now, power chakra, spin, 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 open. Second chakra, spin, 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 open. And first chakra, spin, 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 open. So we'll take you momentarily out of your body and put you back in again properly. And your body can come in sideways, could even come in upside down. At my workshops, what I'll do is take people out and put them in different directions. I have done that on the BBS radio program, and I had only a couple negative comments on it that I shouldn't do it, so I don't do it any longer because somebody didn't like it. But at the workshops, I do it, and people are amazed how they feel, and also they can relate to some time in their life where they felt that way, not knowing why they felt whacked out, okay? and it could take you months to get your spirit back in the body right. If it doesn't know that it's in wrong, it'll come in wrong all the time. So here we go. We're going to take you out of your body. So going out and back in again properly. There we go. That's simple. Okay. Back to you.
Yeah, okay. Oh, I just had one more request, actually.
Okay.
Sorry. I was just wondering if we could do a water charging.
Maybe later on. We'll see what happens here.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Ron.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Hey, Sylvia.
Okay. Thank you, Alexander, for calling. Great questions. So I was curious, Ron, a little bit ago you said that something like we shouldn't really even have DNA that passes on this kind of generational density and darkness. So I was curious if you know, like in the universe of light where we don't have the kind of darkness that we have here, is that how it is there? And are people just created in pure light without a DNA type structure?
Well, you do have a body. You do have physical form. So you just don't have a way that the body holds on to memories, okay? So there's nothing in the body that's going to hold on to a memory.
So you don't have, like, genetic cellular memory that holds on to pain and trauma and
yes.
things
that is
like correct. That.
Remember, when you're in the moment, you're out of all that stuff. You may have pain if you have a lot of pain in your body, but you're definitely you're out of judgment when you're in your heart. And that's the difference, is that when you're out of judgment, then you're in your heart center, and the DNA is not going to control you because you're in the moment. And the DNA also works with the time-based reality here. So, back
okay.
to you.
Okay, yeah, I think I heard another beep. I don't know if that was one leaving or one coming on. So do we have another caller in? Anyone there?
Hello, I'm Larry. Hi, Ron, Sylvia.
Hi, Larry. Have a question for Ron tonight?
I have a question.
Okay.
Yes, I had a question. Could there be such a thing as when the entity gets into a body, could they be a biochemical being and mesh with our biochemical essence to where they could send a message telepathically through our mind to infiltrate our mind biochemically to take it over?
Yes, they can. Uh-huh.
Okay, fine. And then my question is, could we get a clearing on some more entities, a clearing maybe in the heart area? Could we get some of that done, please?
Okay, so we'll take out entities out of our heart. Okay, here we go. I have to put a different hat on this time here, so here we go. So this will be entities in the heart center, and I would assume that these are for people who maybe have a heart condition, number one. Also, for people who may have heart pain, remember, if you have heart pain, now this is emotional stuff. So if you have an emotional heart pain, heartache, this could help you too, because entities could be in there attached to you also. So it could be for your physical heart or it could be energetic. So here we go. Entity release. And in fact, I'll just separate them. So this will be energetic here, and then we'll do physical. So energetic, we'll just say heartache. 1, 2, relationship. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I will do physical heart entities attached to that. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, back to you, Sylvia. Thank you, Larry, for calling.
Okay, thank you, Ron.
Okay, thank you, Larry. All right, so what would you like to do next? Would you like to take up some of the questions on the fast chat? But I just actually heard another beep. Let's check that out. Anybody else calling in here?
I am calling in, Brooke.
Oh, hi, Brooke. Thank you for calling.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. It seems like the same people are calling. Does it irritate Ron?
No. We just try to give kind of spread the time out between the different callers, so... please go ahead with your questions for Ron.
Oh, thanks. Hi, Ron. Ron, I'm curious about the light attempting to reabsorb or take out anything that's opposed to life? And does that have to be accomplished before the ascension?
Okay, say that over again. The light taking out?
Well, it was about taking out the Galactic Federation and all of the things that of the darkness that are opposed to light. Does that have to occur before the ascension occurs?
No, it does not. So what's happening is that the light ship is here to help people through the ascension process, okay? Now, at the time of ascension, the energies will no longer be here from the darkness. Although right now, you know, there are things going on here, you know, with, you know, the darkness coming more stronger into, you know, this planet, we'll say, to ward off the ascension process.
I understand.
So they can take people away at that time, like they did last time when Jesus came here.
Right.
So it's not that the light doesn't have to battle all these aliens and everything else before ascension time occurs. It'll just happen.
Okay. So actually, now that you say it, it makes sense in terms of what you've already said, because it's just to potentiate the number of people who will be, you know, able to get the message. I have another, thank you, Ron. I have another question. This might enter into the realm of prediction, and I know you don't do them, so I, you know, whatever. But I was reading on your site about the Earth spirit and stabilizing the planetary situation and living near the water. Of course, I've been hearing all these predictions about the sea levels rising, which could be a dark side thing, but it also the ice caps are melting. And I wondered if you had any take on if that was a dark energy or if the Earth spirit stabilized that or if that's just a natural part of the planets, you know, growing and changing geologically.
In other words,
should I sell now and get out of here? Why don't I just ask you the direct question that I want?
I personally think that the darkness is coming in very strong here to cause havoc, okay? And so...
You mean real havoc, physical, or fear of havoc?
Everything. Everything that's going to happen, you know. Since you're living on an island, you know, you don't want that to disappear, you know, or the landmass to be, you know, no longer here by the water levels rising. You have to remember, okay, what everybody's forgetting about, and this is great, I'm glad you brought this up, is that the light only works in the now. So if something were to happen here to where maybe it could be, you know, a major, major situation, you know, the light could just dematerialize everything here and reform it again, and it could be perfect, okay?
Exactly.
So that's what happens at ascension time. Everything gets changed, okay, and the Earth spirit has that chance to do that. So that is a possibility that, you know, as it gets worse here, as the darkness creeps in more to show its power, to wield its power, it's possible that the light could just come in and change everything. You know, people say, well, why don't they do it now because of what's happening here? You know, well, it's still kind of free choice, free will here. This is why they come every 2,000 years. So, you know, it's for myself, I like to see everything change, you know, in 1 second from now, where everything is peaceful.
That would be lovely. And,
you know, that's not the way the light works, and it would be interfering, in a sense. So, all I can say is that, you know, that's why they come every 2,000 years. We're getting close to that point.
Right.
I
have experienced from the clearings of the alien removal of the alien barcodes that I did on your site, and the death barcodes. I've experienced some innocence in my body, you know, and it, you know, it's only the beginning of innocence. But I used to think that, you know, acquiring information was how you refined yourself, and now I understand that it's just taking away what's not you, and then what's left is what you want.
Yes, that is correct.
Like any other creature that's full of light and beautiful, like a mouse or a cat.
Yes,
so
I'm
just trying to
say
that I'm grateful that the opportunity is here for us to do that, you know, anything.
Well,
thank you. I guess I don't really know then if it's a if, you know, it's not a question of an island disappearing, but the ocean level's rising. And I guess I wanted to, you know.
Yeah, I don't.
But I'm not going to actually.
Yeah, I don't have any any, I really can't say anything about that.
I didn't think you could,
whether the light's going to help with that process, because that's why they're here, you know, every 2,000 years. So, you know, will they intervene? It's very possible they could. When? I don't know. You know, sometimes what you have to look at is the, boy, we're supposed to be protected here by the Batak Federation, okay? Now, there are, you know, I'm sure some beings out there that are in light. I don't know where they are, but I'm sure that they probably are here someplace. And why they're not helping, I don't know. I think when the Earth spirit becomes more powerful, like when I say, when I think it hits about that 30% point, right now it's probably about 11%. So it is getting better. So hang on 1 second. Okay, so, you know, at some point maybe there will be intervention, you know, with the good aliens maybe. You know, I'm not going to hold my breath on it. But they're here to actually help us. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's our basic, you know, only physical help that we could have here. But when the Earth spirit gets, you know, like at about 30%, then watch out, because it'll start, you know, probably protecting us more and protecting its blueprint more. So the first thing is the Earth spirit has to, you know, get fully, you know, in command of itself, which is what it's doing now. So it's about 11%. It's going up slowly, but, you know, I would say probably maybe in a year or so, you know, things will happen. And naturally that might be around that same date of 2012, you know, who knows. But it is, you know, taking off and getting more empowered.
Well, I guess I just have to stay in my heart, because it's not fear-based there, and just be guided by, it is quite amazing, but when you're not used to sitting in your heart and thinking with it and speaking from it yet, it's like trying to get something rusty that that you haven't really depended on to work for you, and not to demand answers in the old ways, but just to be there and allow it to guide you moment to moment. And I guess that's, you know, that's probably the best thing to do.
Yes, that's correct.
In the absence of a prediction.
Yeah,
thank you so much, Ron. I just so appreciate you. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome, and those predictions are what the dark side has in store. And, you know, as people hear maybe a negative thing, they may be able to change that prediction. Remember, thoughts are powerful.
Right.
And so, you know, they may change it from one thing to another.
And sometimes, you know, I didn't necessarily take it as a dark side event. I don't know how much geology is predictable, because there just seems to be planetary warming. It could be the Earth spirit doing it for some reason, and you have to acclimate to it, you know?
Yeah, it's very possible.
To the changes, so, yeah.
And everything.
Oh, hey.
So that's what you got to realize, you know, that everything's in the moment, and things are changeable instantly. You know, remember, each, you know, all the cells in your body are regenerating itself, you know? We just don't realize that, you know, as we get older.
they are regenerating.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, otherwise we'd be, you know, I don't know, or we're degenerating, you know?
Could we be physical without the DNA? I mean, can a body blueprint exist without DNA?
Yes, it could, yes. It could.
That's fantastic.
Yep, that's what Jesus did. They took out the DNA. They cleared it.
So that's the Immaculate Conception, is the fetus that he was in was cleared out of history.
That is correct. You hit the nail on the head. Yep, and that's why you
can all right, dear. Energy. I know what direction I'm going in. Thank you so much, Ron.
Yep, you solved
Thank
it.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.
That's why I need all these clearings. Okay. Back to you, Sylvia.
Thanks for calling, Brooke. Always a pleasure to have you on, and the other callers well.
I don't think so. I think I heard just that hang up, but, man, we can't have another hour call of this here, huh?
Well, I'd like to give you a question from Ren on the fast chat.
Okay.
Before we take the next call. And Ren's question is, do we need the Ascension 2012 barcode and a general Ascension barcode removal?
I I would recommend, since it's been in the media, to get rid of the barcode for the Dark Side Ascension. So that's called the Ascension barcode. It just got put up on the site, on the left-hand side. So I would probably recommend having that taken off of you, because you've heard about it. You know, not, it's now ingrained in everybody's head about 2012. And remember, the dark side attaches to you through numbers and symbols and letters, okay? So, you know, this may have you just ring the bell at 2012, and people may just follow as sheep to a parallel universe, you know? So that's why I put it up, because it, to me, it's very disturbing. That's what happened in Jesus' time. Everybody went sideways into a parallel universe, or almost everybody. That's why we're overpopulated, everybody. Hello? Got a clue? People missed the ascension. So what happened? You went to a parallel universe. The ascension time happened. You're living your life just like you are right now, somewhere else, waiting for ascension to happen. And you didn't realize that you, you know, took the wrong train. And then you got brought back again. Life is normal. And, you know, all your friends are with you. But you missed out in that 2,000-year cycle key point in time of the light. So I think we have a caller on. Somebody out there? Time is getting short here. Hello.
Hi, I'm here.
Okay.
This is Chris.
Okay, Chris.
It's funny, the last caller was starting to go into what I wanted to ask about the physical body existing without DNA.
Okay.
Can that be talked about just a little bit more, or?
Let's see here. I can take, yes. You ready, everybody? Take a deep breath. I can take away your DNA. Your body will still exist, but I can take away the imprintings on that for 5 seconds. That's all I can hold the energy for, okay? And here we go. Are you guys ready? So I'm going to count to five, and then we'll go for 5 seconds. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Okay, take kind of a note of how your body's feeling now. Might be getting warmer, I don't know. And we got a couple of seconds more here. Okay, that feels good to me. Okay, so just see how you felt. The DNA in your body was actually turned off momentarily. So that's food for thought for everybody. I don't know if that was long enough, but that's all that I can hold. So that's it. So thank you for calling, Chris. Anything else you want to add or comment on? How did you feel?
Wow, that was great. I instantly felt calm. For some reason, I was getting colder, but I could feel everything in my body sort of jump-starting. They were all looking at each other like, whoa, we can take up more space now. So, like, I felt my blood starting to flow a lot more. I felt a lot more organic, and I felt, like, a lot lighter, and I just felt so calm. It was like a bunch of crap got turned off is what it felt like. So I felt really clean for those 5 seconds.
Great description, Chris.
Yeah. That clearing will not work on the archives. I can't have it work on the archives.
Yeah.
That took too much energy.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a lot of horsepower to do that. So
wow.
That's just to show you what it's like. If you can ask your spirit to bring you back that energy so you can at least kind of sample it or have an understanding, let's put it that way, and then you know what it feels like to bring in pure light into you, because the next step would be bringing in pure light. Because you were being in a space to where pure light could come into you. It may have already been with you. Maybe your spirit, you know, expanded out into everything in you that was judgment, which is your DNA. And from there, it became pure light. But you still had a physical body, you see. So the body was created out of a blueprint. So the spiritual blueprint does not need DNA, okay? The DNA was added probably by the darkness to keep the memory of all this crap that we have, you know, and all the history, so that they have something to work with in each lifetime to torment us and to punish us and to bring forth all these negative situations in our life. And this, our spirits here to help clear it out. And this is why you know, we have the state of affairs that we have, because our spirit's desperately trying to clean the body out. Because it came in here probably thinking that the body was whole and complete, and it goes, wow, you know, this body is not very good, and I can't express myself in the whole body because of these blockages, so I better help the body out. And that's part of the trade-off for it being here. You know, it's doing this work because it probably has to. It knows about love and light, and it knows that the body is not made up of love and light, but the spiritual blueprint is, but the blueprint is contaminated. So, back to you, Sylvia.
Well, I'm going to have to say good night to everyone here because we're over time. But that was amazing. Thank you, Chris, for that suggestion. That was really something to feel that much light and to be free. Gives us all an idea of how much we still need to clear out of our DNA. So I'll say goodnight. I don't know, Ron, if you want to make a couple announcements really quick before we end off of what's
sure,
happening
I'll
with
be
your
in New
schedule.
York, this coming weekend here, which will be the 20th, I'll be at the ARE Center doing aura photos for their little fundraiser there. That's in Manhattan. Next weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, I'll be at the New Yorker Hotel at the New Life Expo. That's the 26th, 27th, 28th. The following week, I have three ARE workshops, which will be on Wednesday, the 24th. No, excuse me, Wednesday, the 31st, Friday, the 2nd, and Saturday, the 3rd. So it'll start at 6 o'clock on Wednesday and Friday, and Saturday is 1 to 4. So hope to see you all there if you're back east. And definitely come into the Light Infusion Chamber at the New Life Expo. So, blessings to all of you. I'll bring in some peace energy. We'll have to get off the phone. We're running over here. But it's been a very nice show. This show could have probably went on for another hour, I think. The energy is very, very high on it. So, blessings to all of you, and here comes peace, and I'll be signing off. Bye, everybody.
Blessings. Good night, everyone.
Good night.